Business, finance, and investment news. MoneyWeb Now
with Simon Brown
on the Money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Chris Fuster, CEO of Stadio. They had results out 6 months ending June. Revenue up 17%. Student numbers, which is perhaps the really important one, up 11%. Moved to a headline profit per share of 6.9 cents. And importantly, the Centurion Complex is ready for students in the new year. Chris, appreciate your time today. I want to get to Centurion. Before I do, how much contact, sort of face-to-face teaching is happening in your campus at this point in the pandemic?
Obviously, with the restrictions, not a lot of on-campus activity, although we do make space available on the campus for those students who struggle with access to devices, but those are limited students on campus at the moment.
So, I mean, the students are obviously there. We can see it from the numbers. I mean, this is, although, you know, you've got the distance learning Milpark, the students are doing it via the technology, doing it remotely.
Yes. 80% of our student population is already distance learning students, meaning they're online. So when we get into the lockdown situations, we actually move only 20% of our students into, you know, making space available for them to go online.
And that online was Milpark, which is, it was an acquisition a couple of years ago, a well-known, well-entrenched brand within the online space. Were you able to, as a group, leverage some of their technology and their expertise in the online space?
Yes, Simon, I think important to note is that in the Stadio Higher Education Institution, which was the consolidation of four brands. And in those four brands, we had Southern Business School, who is actually the biggest online player in our group. And yes, we have that infrastructure and expertise that we've built on. And then obviously we also have Milpark, as you mentioned, with years of experience that's also, you know, coming to the fore now and giving us these good results.
Are you seeing some of the sort of the face-to-face, the traditional contact students, are some of them perhaps at the beginning of this year were planning to enter tertiary education but took the view, you know, pandemic, I'll come back in 2022. Was there a bit of a delay from some students potentially?
Yes, definitely, Simon. 100% correct. Especially with the matric results that were released so late, a lot of students then said, okay, no, let's just postpone. We will start afresh in the 2022 academic year, knowing that, you know, there would be COVID disruptions and the late start. They just felt they would rather postpone.
Yeah, rather than put that pressure on themselves trying to get it all together. How have student collections been? We've seen some of the industries where collections have started to pick up. Are students paying timelessly? Have you still got a problem, a concern in that space?
No, we do see stress in the system, without a doubt. We are very excited with our new partnership with Capitec Bank, which will now make funding available to our students, you know, at very reasonable rates. So we are excited for the 2022 academic year specifically, you know, that will come into play and really assist our students with meeting those payment deadlines.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's always been one of the challenges, obviously funding. And with respect to the traditional banks, not always that easy to get funding for tertiary education.
Your
Centurion campus, up and running next year, what sort of capacity is that going to have when it kicks off in June?
So the capacity of the campus would be 5,000 students when it's full. But we will start off, we hope, with between 500 to 700 students, Simon, in 2022.
And then how long to get to that 5,000? I mean, is it going to be a couple of years, 3-5 years perhaps?
Yeah, our projection shows about 5 years. Then it would be to full capacity.
Mm-hmm.
One must also remember that we're bringing in your more hybrid academic model,
yeah,
so that we can accommodate more learners, you know, at a campus.
And I mean, the demand, I mean, you say 500-700 students here, one couple of years to get to capacity. I mean, the one thing we see every January, February, as the new year rolls around, is that massive demand for tertiary education. You've got Centurion. Would you look for other campuses in time as well?
Yeah, for now, we first want to, how can I say, test to see what the uptake would be at Centurion. It's a big CapEx spend on that site. So mm-hmm. we want to see what the uptake would be before we will look at building another mega campus here in the Western Cape. If we look at the applications we've received thus far for next year already, you know, we're very excited, and obviously they must move on to registrations, full-time sure. paying students. But applications thus far look very, very, very good for 2022.
One of your other acquisitions was CA Connect, and this is kind of a bridging to help people get into the chartered accounting space, which has, I mean, you ended up having to pay a whole lot more for it simply because mm-hmm. it's been frankly, a stunning success since you took it over.
Yeah, we're very excited with the CA Connect business, as you said. I think they've got the sweet spot in the market. Really, we see that the specific industry is very keen mm-hmm. going the online route. And with their unique way of offering it to the market, I think they are a very attractive offering at the moment.
A last question before we sign off. This being, you know, obviously there's the academic year, and I appreciate, particularly in tertiary, some people might only, you know, pick up in second semester and the like. But generally, is a second half of the year going to be more or less in line with the first half of the year, notwithstanding perhaps some CapEx spends and collection rates?
Yeah, if we look at student numbers, I think we can expect similar numbers. Mm-hmm. We are actually still open for registrations today. So if I look at where we are currently, it looks very similar. Obviously, at the end of the year, with a lot of our contact learners doing their assessments, there are some additional costs that will come through. But, gotcha. You know, profit levels would be also very similar. We're confident on having a good financial year this year.
We'll leave it there. That's Stadio CEO Chris Foster talking those results in a space which is globally important and, of course, massively important for South Africa as well. Chris, appreciate the time today. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.